From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Israel and Jordan reportedly agree to reduce tensions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel and Jordan have agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians, including video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Secretary Kerry in Amman, Jordan.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency, and that could really be a game changer in discouraging anybody from disturbing the sanctity of this holy site.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he welcomes cooperation to secure the area.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security. We welcome increased coordination between the Israeli authorities and the Jordanian Waqf, including to ensure that visitors and worshipers demonstrate restraint and respect for the sanctity of the area.
The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. From Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, this is VOA News. Russia has expressed its support for elections in Syria and says it is ready to help Western-backed Free Syrian Army rebels. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated his government will take firm action, if necessary, to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. He did not, however, give specific details about how there could be a transition from years of civil war in Syria, with an enormous toll of casualties and displaced civilians, toward a political settlement. In contrast to Moscow's previous broad statements about Syrian politics, Lavrov's comments appeared to signal a specific call by the Kremlin for political renewal in the war-torn country. Tanzanians came out in large numbers for the general election today, with many lining up before the polls opened. Some are looking for the change promised by the opposition, while others are pleased with the work that the ruling party, CCM, has been doing. From Dar es Salaam, VOA's Jill Craig has this report that just came into the VOA newsroom.
The normally busy streets of Dar es Salaam were noticeably quiet Sunday, as traffic was restricted for Tanzania's much-anticipated election day. Voters turned up at various polling stations around town, starting even before 7 a.m. when the polls opened, to vote in presidential, parliamentary, and local elections. Lightness Mwipopo is a domestic elections observer. Only a few hours in, she is pleased with what she is seeing at a polling station in Msasani.
But so far, the election is going well, and everything is well right now.
Voter Calista Nkone has been waiting more than 2.5 hours for her turn to vote in Mbuyuni. But she says that things have been well organized. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Ivory Coast is holding the first round of a presidential election today. The current president, widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Storm systems that brought enough rain to the southern U.S. state of Texas to lift a freight train off the tracks flooded the region with even more rain today, as authorities asked people there to be patient. The storms include what is left of Hurricane Patricia. Pope Francis says a strongly divided gathering of bishops called to soften church doctrine on divorce, unmarried couples, and homosexuals laid bare what he called the closed hearts which frequently hide behind the church's teachings. The pontiff's forceful critique of ultra-conservative bishops came Saturday at the Vatican at the close of a 3-week synod that saw conservatives resist papal calls to make the 1.2 billion-member church more welcoming and inclusive to gays. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.